those that are busy doing the bad.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Ah, yes. Cold weather edition of why we can't have nice things. Maybe not to warm our hearts, but maybe bubble our tempers a little bit. Let's go to the Dallas side. First of all, on Sunday, Dallas police impounded 11 vehicles Sunday afternoon alone. That's following a wave of illegal street racing and ATV activity during the winter weather emergency. So over on the Dallas side, the crackdown targeted groups of ATVs that blocked traffic, parked illegally down there, downtown Dallas. And those that are going in unpopulated parking lots and just doing donuts. That included 23-year-old Eber Rosario Soto, who was arrested. And he was doing this in a Jeep, doing reckless donuts in a Deep Ellum intersection, it reports. And he had a kiddo in the back seat with him, all of age 3. That's
dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Leave the kid at home. Well, it's obviously bad across the nation as far as the winter storm. And up in Kansas City yesterday morning, some dude with road rage opened fire on a snowplow. Luckily, fortunately, nobody was hurt. Police tracked him down, promptly arrested him. But they haven't released a lot of details past that. But it sounds like it was a road rage thing. Happened around 9 a.m. in Parkville, Missouri. And boy, Tennessee Valley and Missouri and area have just been slammed with this. So he was in a black SUV, fired multiple rounds, evidently frustrated because he admitted it when they tracked him down about 15 miles away and arrested it. Yeah, he admitted he shot at the snowplow because it wasn't moving fast enough. We don't really have those around here, but I think we'd appreciate them a little more than that
dum,
guy.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go for a weird driving incident down under. As we were talking about, Australia right now is going through a heat wave. They have temperatures that are topping about 120 on the Fahrenheit scale. So there were plenty of beachgoers there at Tasmanian Beach down in Australia. And then the police there, which I'm not sure what they call them, were getting a lot of calls from people saying they are seeing a dog driving a Mitsubishi on the beach. And true enough, it seems that there was a dog in the driver's seat. The owner was in the passenger seat. Now, police showed up late to this. They found the reported vehicle, and then they found the dog, and they found the guy, who were not anymore in the vehicle. So all they could charge the guy with was not having his dog on a leash there on a public beach. But they are asking, if you have dash cam video or any images of it at all, why was the dog driving? Is that to get the dog in trouble? Let's leave him alone.
Dum, 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 dum.
I mean, he may have been the sober one. Let's go to Florida because, you know, Miami man was arrested after he allegedly stole $400,000 worth of, quote, high-end toilets. Suspect is accused of diverting company merchandise. So he worked for this company that makes, quote, smart toilets, and he started diverting the stock in the inventory to his own personal warehouse, where he would then sell them, Paul Joe Gomez, on Facebook Marketplace. They say he's done this totaling over $400,000 worth of smart toilets and has now been arrested for first-degree grand theft and organized fraud. When the toilet is smarter than you. By the way, the company that makes these, Southwest Corporation. No kidding, located in Brownsville, Florida.
Dum, 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 dum.
I mean, where else would you put a toilet company, right? And then finally, let us go to those trying to help our planet. And that would include environmental activist Kenyan Tryphena Muthoni, who over this past weekend set a Guinness World Record by hugging a tree nonstop for 72 hours. Now, Tryphena had had the previous record for embracing a tree, 48 hours. She attempted the record and completed it, she said, to show her commitment to environmental activism, hugging a tree for 72 hours. And that is why we're so thankful that out at the stock show.
Yes, free hugs. Just come by the hug booth.
They got the hug booth.
I'll be handing out.
That's right. You don't have to go find a tree. Go find an emerald.